Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's every Billy's joke from this week.
Oh, tell you what, Jimmy boy, I'm sick of driving up and back to Melbourne. Had enough of it, and it was a slow trip home yesterday to Geelong. Guess what happened?
What happened?
A truck loaded with Vicks Vapor Rub overturned on the highway, Jim. Police reported there was no congestion for 8 hours.
Yeah, so the joke...
Actually, probably went the other way.
The joke bit...
I don't know what to do.
What is no that? Congestion for 8 hours.
So that would mean you go quicker.
Yeah, yes. It would. I just worked that out.
What is that?
Well, I added something to my joke and then I realised it was probably...
That's just a train wreck.
I tell you what, it was a quick trip home to Geelong yesterday.
Cut him off with the only button you can press.
You got it wrong. Vicks Vapor Rub. There was no congestion.
No.
It was a quick trip home.
A quick trip
quick
home.
Trip home,
not a slow trip. What the hell?
Jesus, quick. Oh, I couldn't believe it.
What are we dealing with?
No. Hearse, no coffin.
Oh, no. Turn him off.
No congestion.
Turn him off.
And this is for Jimmy, of course, and Ben, your housemates. Very okay, nice. Sir? Righto. Oh, where is it? Here it is.
Oh, no.
Now, Zer,
not even ready.
I was walking my dogs along the beach in Esperance the other week, okay, when this old bloke came up to me and asked me if they were Jack Russells. I said, piss off, mate. They're mine. He thought they were Jack Russells.
Zoo.
Oh, mate.
Have a look at him.
Wow.
Didn't you get that? Yeah, it took a while. I got to register.
I got it. I just didn't laugh.
No.
Oh,
Jack
Russell.
Oh, man.
And they're mine. That is a perfect
reaction. You can say
it,
shit.
Oh, mate, I got it. It was terrible.
Well, you can get stuff. No more. Kemzer kicks a goal and
what a reaction. Oh, that was a perfect reaction.
Prince of
to a rubbish joke.
Prince of... It was early, dirty. Whatever.
Oh, of course.
Well, you can get stuff too, right?
All right, here we are. Something humorous.
Oh, Jim, I was talking to a mate of mine the other day, and he's a bit of an entrepreneur.
And even, yep.
And he said, I've just been to the Far East prospecting for gold. Japan? I said. Oh, no, no, no. I use much more scientific methods than that.
What's happened?
I don't. Japan.
Like, every now and then.
Japan's all
the
right.
Jokes are something you could, you could get a chortle at. You could sort of. But this week,
Japan,
that's 0 from 3.
Yeah. No, Japan.
Yeah, no, I get
so, Rabs, don't have to go with him.
No, Rabs knows.
Be your own self.
I am my own self.
Mumps.
And I can tell you that that was very poor.
No, it was, I want to have a straw poll.
Well, go on.
Right.
Hands up anyone who liked that joke.
133353, ring now. Ring now.
It's all he could do.
Japan.
No.
You understand it, Rabs.
I understood it. Yes, I understand that.
Where's Higo?
Do the chicken.
Higo on, Higo back.
Three straight Woolly Bullies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This might be a week of unless you can turn it around today.
I like Woolly Bully, so we might go again.
Okay.
I said to my new girlfriend the other day, Jim, since I first laid eyes on you, I wanted to make love to you really badly. She said, well, you've succeeded. Oh.
Is that just an anecdote from your own life?
Yeah, really bad. Yeah.
That's all that
Oh, is. You want the joke, do you?
Bang!
There we go.
It saved it with that pass line.
Really badly. Bang, boom. Well done, Brad. You've come good.
It's funny because it's true.
Well.
Make love to me badly. Bill does it really well.
Good. Take half a pill. Billy!
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Cause you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Oh!
Well, they can turn over now before the joke, or they can listen to the joke. I'll give you 3 seconds. Wanna? Cat dog, a two a cat dog, a three a cat dog. Here we go.
He's telling our audience to turn our station off. That's a broadcasting first.
Go over to Fox. Here we go. No, here's the joke. A woman, Jim, was completely fed up with her life, So one day she sat down and said, I want to change. So she went through the ads and found a job as a gangster's mole. A gangster's mole. The day arrives for the interview and she turns up dressed in the appropriate manner. The gangster, big gangster, welcomes her through the door and says to her, I've got three questions only. Question one, have you ever stabbed anyone? The woman lifts up her skirt, showing the garter, and on her right leg, Jim, tucked in there was a knife. She points to the knife and says, see that knife? That has killed 5 people. Wow, says the gangster. 5, Jim, with a knife. Very impressed. Question two, have you ever shot anyone? She lifts up the skirt again, Jim, on the other side, tucked in under the garter, was a pistol. See that pistol? Well, that pistol has shot 8 people. Wow, really impressed the gangster now, Jim. Mm. One last question, says the gangster, and it's about your criminal record. Have you ever been picked up by the fuzz? The woman thinks for a minute and replies, no, but I've been swung around by my boobs a couple of times.
That.
Yeah, but it's a while ago, this joke. It's not the late joke. It's a few years ago.
Oh, no. I'm here at Marvel. I'm looking at Jace, who's been in this industry as long as I have. He cannot believe what you've just said.
Have you ever been picked up by the fuzz, Jim?
No, I got the punchline there, yeah. Yeah.
Bradley loves it, Jim.
Yeah, that's because he's the same level of imbecile as you are.
Your thought?
Your thought.
Ever been picked up by the phone? No?
Thank you, Bill. Take that into your Friday night.
Oh, wowee. Don't tell that at dinner. Bill, you are still king of Geelong.
I can tell you how bad it was. Even Keith McGowan was offended.
Oh, Keith. He would have loved it.
For even more Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.